Isle of Man celebrates Victory in Europe Day, 1945. Brought to you by Manx National Heritage and Labyrinth History and Action Players. Programme 2, celebrating VE Day.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
The Peel City Guardian, Saturday, 12th of May, 1945. The celebration in Peel, as it should be, seeing that the first stage only has yet been accomplished, was of a quiet character. There was a very good show of flags and bunting. A few sections of the boys, and some girls, were busy collecting material for bonfires. Owing to the restrictions still being in force, these fires had to be burned during daylight, which of course took away from the effect. With so many away in the forces, people generally were not in the mood for mad jollification, yet they did not lose sight of the magnitude of what had already been accomplished. The main feature of the day was a united service in the parish church, which attracted a large congregation. The service was of a most impressive character.
Well, Mr. Tiddles, what a day, a marvellous day, to think the war is over and there is peace. Such excitement around Ramsey Town. Everyone out and so happy. I saw Mrs. Corlett while I was out at the fishmonger's getting your tea. Douglas, her youngest, is home after being held in a prisoner of war camp for over 4 years. She has more than most to celebrate. She'd already lost two of her boys in the Great War. I know I am late with your tea, but it's a special day. I wanted to give thanks, so I went to church. Yes, I know it's not Sunday. Reverend Gimlet was in good form. Sermon not too long, but suited the occasion, and then there were hymns. I was surprised when they sang Recessional. I only know it as a poem. Such a favourite of my dad's. It felt right for the day, lest we forget. God of our fathers known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget.
Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, 11th of May, 1945. Tuesday was truly a day for great rejoicing in the Isle of Man. There was pandemonium for a little while in Douglas, when the sounding of the last all clear from the sirens vied with the blare of ships' sirens and the pealing of church bells. Naval men were in great force and provided great fun with their antics. And the army paraded with great coats and caps back to front, complete with accordion and drums. Long queues formed for ice cream, the making of which had just been permitted, by revocation of the control order. It was sheer bedlam going through Strand Street during the evening, with fireworks popping off all over the place. Many bonfires were built, the largest being on the tar patch opposite Noble's Hall, an effigy of Hitler taking the place of the guy. Night on the promenade saw a lovely display of fireworks provided by the services. The band of the Royal Naval School of Music played opposite the Villa Marina in the morning. The Salvation Army band played at the Jubilee Clock in the afternoon, and the Douglas Brass Band did their share later by the villa.
Welcome, listeners, to this edition of the Kitchen Front radio broadcast. Today, I thought we would concentrate on how to make the most of our rations with the victory celebrations. The bakers at Douglas are continuing to work through the celebrations. So, a staple of the party spread is the sandwich, which will need a tasty filling. Let us start then with mock crab. Melt 1/2 ounce of margarine in a sweet spoon.
The merriment and celebration overspilled to virtually all the streets in Douglas. I've heard tell that in Hillside Avenue they had a barrel organ and games with prizes. I didn't get the chance to see that because we here in Chester Street were too busy organising our own street party. Once we'd heard Mr. Church on the wireless, we set about preparing the food and carrying outside all manner of tables and chairs. There was bunting strung up across the street and homemade decorations attached to lampposts and gates. Of course, food was rationed, that went on for some years, but we were used to it, so the other ladies and I were happy to pool our resources so that the whole street got properly fed with pies and flans and butties and fancies made from prized ingredients saved for a special occasion. The weather was kind to us and we were able to stay out until the evening, the children enjoying the festivities and the rare treat of a late bedtime. We danced and sang by lamplight and fell into our beds exhausted, but elated by the prospect peaceful new beginnings.